Balls were arcing over from the far slope now. There were enough in transit to define the wave of darkness headed our way. Fireballs plunged into that darkness like bright hail, flared, faded. This was the nightmare tide we'd dreaded for so long, the hell power of the Shadow Master unleashed. Balls consumed shadows by the thousand. The flood came on. Unlike mortal soldiers, those things could do nothing but follow commands. Sorcery compelled them. My pole went dry. I grabbed another one. Uncle Doge and Tai Dei began to grasp the situation. They found poles and got into the act, though Tai Dei wasn't very fast one-handed. The dark tide came off the water and headed upslope. As it drew closer, I began to make out individual shadows. I saw these things first, way back when we first came to Taglios, in the days when there were four Shadow Masters, and together, they could reach a lot farther than could Long Shadow now. The Skrinza Shadow Weavers came north to kill us. They failed. But in their time, they used small shadows, few bigger than my fist. I never saw one bigger than a cat. Some in this flood dwarfed cattle. Those absorbed fireballs with no apparent effect. I saw dozens survive multiple hits. I muttered, maybe Lady wasn't as clever as she thought. Croker replied, think what it would be like without her cleverness. We would be dead already. Got you. Closer, closer. The dark wall was but 100 yards distant now. The shadows, far fewer in number and moving slower, but relentless nevertheless. Now the wagons could not depress their aim low enough to hit the shadows. They shifted their attentions to that island. Uncle Doge shouted, Drew Ashwand! I have no idea what he thought that would do to the huge cloud of darkness racing straight toward us, while a swarm of small shadows scurried around it like frightened offspring. No sword held any power against this darkness. I tried to burn a hole through the clot's heart, poised on the brink of panic. Death ravened closer and closer. Balls from the rear began falling around us as little shadows slithered in amongst the rocks. The screams began. The dark mass became a bonfire as fireballs hammered it. It slowed some more, but never stopped coming. It reared like a boar grizzly issuing his challenge. I spun my hand grip hard, yelled some kind of nonsense. That killer slice of hell's breath strained to get at me, but couldn't. It was as though the thing, at the last instant, had encountered some invisible and unbreakable barrier. The darkness radiated a dank, psychic horror. I imagined went with the grave, a hunger known only by things undead, an odor of the soul I remembered from too many bad dreams about bone-strewn wastelands and old men bound up in cocoons of spun ice. My terror grew stronger. I yanked at my hand grip long after my pole went dry, long after there was no more reason to crank. The shadow kept trying to get to me, until the barrage of fireballs consumed its last whisper of darkness. The excitement faded quickly. Only balls launched toward the island found many targets. The rock outcrop was taking a pounding from Lady's division, too, the troops over there having figured out what was happening. I thought the volume of fire so heavy it might actually consume the island. Then Croker ordered fire reduced to precautionary levels. No sense wasting our tools.